Facebook ads to 1865. Let's talk about it. We have a quick question here, and it has to do with Facebook marketing, you know, as a way to generate motivated sellers. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and I am also the creator of the 11 Days Challenge. Okay, basically it's a product that helps you skip 80% of the hustle, make six or seven figure income with or without closing deals, and then simultaneously 10x the number of deals you're doing. All right, on this episode, we're talking about Facebook ads to 1865. Let's talk about it. We have a quick question here, and it has to do with Facebook marketing, you know, as a way to generate motivated seller leads, you know, and things like that. But here's the question. Say, hi, I did a little test with Facebook ads. We do have a whole series on Facebook ads. Just Google Facebook ads for investors. Abitogun, that's my last name. And it should come right up. Okay, Google that. It's a 7-part series, something like that. That's a series. Okay, it should come right up. Okay, so if you want to know the right mindset behind Facebook ads for investors, you should definitely go watch that. Okay, hi, I did a little test with Facebook ads. Until now, nobody called my phone or messaged me. What did I do wrong? Any suggestions? All right, so there was a screenshot that came with a question, and from the screenshot, I noticed that 1,865 people had been reached, okay, and this person spent $10. All right, so I don't know if you got the reason why I'm laughing already, okay, but it's not actually funny, okay, it's not funny. The idea, okay, I can think of it as different ways, you know, that, oh, this person doesn't know any better, so get a pass. I'll just share with you, educate you on what is already wrong, okay? Or I could just laugh that you're being disrespectful to the real estate wholesaling business model. You know, you spent $10 and then you expect that you should generate a lead already, okay? If you haven't spent $500, you can't ask me if something is wrong. That's just, you know, now you can ask and I will educate you, which I'm about to do right now, okay? But the question will be invalid, okay? Because if you're generating motivated sellers, okay, meaning people will raise up their hand and say they want to sell, right, depending on your marketing channel, you will spend anywhere from $50 to $500 per lead. A lead is somebody who raises up their hand and says, I am ready to get rid of this piece of crap. Okay, that's a qualified lead. Okay, it will cost you $50 to $500. It depends on your marketing channel. Okay, if you're spending $50, there's a good chance that you're spending time in other ways, and you have to quantify the time to adjust for the $500 end, right? If you're doing direct mail, you may end up spending $500 and no leads coming yet before your first lead comes in. Okay, and let's say you generate a lead, a good lead, qualified lead, and then you close the deal, right? And you spend $500 and you made $10,000. Is that worth it? You spent $500, you made $10,000. Was that a good business? If there's a way you can package that into a system and take that to Wall Street and sell some shares, do you think people will say, this is a profitable business, I'm gonna buy some more shares so you can have some money to invest and build the business out and scale out, right? Of course, yes, right? So don't try not to be disrespectful to the business model that you stumbled into, the real estate wholesaling, okay? Real estate wholesaling, if you don't know what we're talking about, is basically the art and the science of finding deeply discounted properties, okay? You lock the property under contract, you sell the right to execute the contract, you sell that right to end buyers, okay? You assign the contract to them for a fee. We call it assignment fee. So the idea is to make real estate wholesale assignment fees. You can make per deal, you can make anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 is my highest. I'm looking to break that record. There are people that have done $150,000, $200,000 per deal, okay? But the idea is to generate tons of leads, build a pipeline of leads, because leads is what turns to deals. Now over here, I'll teach you in the 11 days channel how to flip knowledge into leads and how to flip those leads into cash flow and then into deals. And by doing so, you can skip 80% of the hustle, okay? And then you can make six to seven figure income with or without closing deals, and then you can actually 10x the number of deals you're doing, okay? Now, with that being said, let's address this question again. You've reached 1865 people, you spent $10. That's good news by itself. The fact that you can reach 1865 people and within a target, you targeted something. I don't know if you targeted a zip code, if you targeted a particular interest on Facebook, you targeted a particular target. There's a part where you target. So if you want to learn about targeting in real estate ads, again, Google Facebook ads for investors, all I talked about, that series will come up so you can learn how this actually works, right? The fact that you can reach 1,865 people for $10 is the good news. That's already like printing money. So the idea, what you should be thinking about, these people will be interested in something. How can I make money offering these people some kind of product, services, solution, and how can I make money? Because already, just the idea that you can reach 1865 people for $10 is a big deal. Now, the idea that you expect that somebody, a lead should have been generated, somebody should have called you, is a little bit disrespectful, but I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying your mindset is in the wrong place, okay? You will spend $50 if you, after you've tweaked your ads and you've tweaked it and you know what targeting is working for you, you can end up with even $35 per lead once you figure that out. However, your expectations in the beginning, because you're going to be testing, you're going to be testing what ad is going to work, you're going to be testing what targeting, what zip code more leads coming from, you're going to be doing all sort of tests. It's a process, right? That's a process. So when you stop an ad at $10 and nothing happened, you ask me what's wrong, I'll tell you what's wrong. What's wrong is that you haven't tested enough. What's wrong is that your mindset about marketing in general is a little bit off, newbie-ish, which is okay, but now you know. So what would I do better now at this point in time? Instead of looking to spend $10 and stop and you expect you should close a deal now, let's stop that altogether, because that's not a fair assessment of the game for you. Something went off. Maybe your guru preached the wrong thing to you or something like that. I understand, okay? What you should be looking for is what can you afford to spend every day, every week, or every month, that even if you don't close a deal in the next 1 year, you're okay with it. What can you afford to spend on marketing in the form of time and money, okay? Every day, every week, or every month for the next 1 year, even if I don't close a deal. That's where your mindset should be. Because the number one secret in this game, okay? Number one secret is consistency. You know, yesterday I thought about it. You can throw patience in there somewhere. You're gonna have to have some kind of patience. Could you close your first deal in the first 1 week? Yes, absolutely. But did you get lucky? There's a 99.99% chance you got lucky, okay? However, you can get luckier the more data you're driving. That 1865 people that were reached, that's data. Those are actual human beings that are on Facebook browsing, and somehow they ended up seeing your ad. How can you tweak your ad so that more people that are interested, more percentage of people that actually may be interested will see your ad? Do you want to target age group? Do you think 30 years or older people will be more interested in what you're offering, which is we buy houses, right? Do you think people in a certain zip code are in a more distressed area and you could pick up a deal? Do you think there's an investor looking for more properties in a certain three cities that you want to focus on and you want to put your ads in there? There's all these different factors that you have to test over time in order to figure out how you're actually going to find out something that works, and then you repeat that and you replicate and scale that out into massive numbers. So I want you to approach marketing and this business, marketing for real estate wholesaling, with a little bit of respect. It's a process. There's a lot of money being made because it takes work, it takes skill set, And no, you're not just going to stumble into a deal and then close the deal. You just made $10,000 and then you're happy. If you did, which happens sometimes, you got lucky. It's going to be a lot painful to get the second deal or the third deal, because the idea is you want to close deals consistently. You want to do it consistently. So in order to close deals consistently, you need to figure out what the process you want to engage in, the skill set you want to engage in that you can do repeatedly over and over again. All right. And that's some of the things that we cover here. Positioning for consistency is a big deal. It's very hard to be consistent for human beings. It's very hard to be patient for human beings. So you want to be well positioned in a place where you can see what's going on. So it's a little bit easier for you to stay consistent. And that's what we cover with the Smart Real Estate Wholesaling book. Go download it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus for free real estate money secret. And when you go download it, I'll give you access to 11 days challenge as well. So you can, in the next 11 days, completely change your life, because it's not about closing deals. It's about figuring out the consistent operation that will close deals. Does that make sense? You can skip 80% of the hustle, make 6 or 7 figure income with or without closing deals, and then actually 10x the number of deals you're closing. If that's what you're interested in, go get the book. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.